This is the best thing. The best thing.
Reliant K's new release, 57 Years Ago, contains some of their most unashamedly happy songs to date. Matt Thiessen talks about the single, The Best Thing.
This song is, like, so happy. It's like there's nothing, there's no... Because you know how most stories or, you know, songs have some sort of a conflict in them. You know, it's how plot is created. Well, this song has no conflict and no plot. It's just... Had a good day. It's a good song, a happy song.
Now I'll go back to before we met. Try and erase the past. Try harder to forget, 'cause nothing will ever be.
Matt explains how the CD's title was chosen.
We've been touring and putting out albums for 7 years, and this is the fifth one. And so I kind of, you know, just for an album title, kind of wanted to go with something with a five theme to it, because it's our fifth record. And actually, this is the first time that we've done a record as a five-piece. Before, we were just four guys, and so now we're five-piece. And so I thought it was kind of, like, interesting.
Originally, the band's music was marketed through Christian bookstores. Now, with a major record label promoting them, Matt explains about how they see themselves.
The band has never changed. It's just the format in which it's been presented, I think. You know, we are Christians and we enjoy writing songs about what we believe sometimes. I think it's important, honestly. You know, you have other bands writing about their political, you know, beliefs. But when you're writing songs from an introspective, you know, point of view, you're going to write about what you believe in.
Believe that somebody like you'd end up with someone like me.
With the change in marketing, the approach to songwriting has changed as well. The humor that flowed through the lyrics in previous releases is not as prevalent, but that doesn't mean the band has become more serious.
And we have got something real good.
Our music has become a little less tongue-in-cheek over the years, and we've tried to find other ways to kind of portray that side of our personalities, and I guess, but not as so much through the lyrics.
Matt Hoops explains why Reliant K took its name from one of Detroit's less glamorous automobiles.
Well, it actually comes from a car I used to drive when I was in high school. My dad had an old kind of junker car sitting around, and it was a Plymouth Reliant K. All our friends would kind of make fun of me because it was old and rusting, and I put stickers all over it, and it was really slow. And so we decided to name the band after it.
I'm Larry London, VOA News.